Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
As Ohtani drills this ball to right center field. Way, way up and out of here.
He is a unicorn, but it's like seeing Michael Jordan in his prime. You're watching Babe Ruth here, maybe a little bit better, only in that he pitches at the same time that he's hitting.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's good, isn't he? I mean, when he's pitching, he's very dangerous, and I'd pay to go see it. When he's hitting, he's very dangerous. I'm not sure I'm as inclined to go pay to see it.
Well, I think the number one, from a fan standpoint, you should do everything within your power reasonably to go see this rare MLB player compete. There's no doubt if you have an opportunity to do that, you should, or at least try. That is kind of, you don't want to pass up on something like that. But bigger picture, if we're talking about him as a commodity and him, what he would mean to your baseball team and whether or not the teams like the Cubs, and I'm not even going to mention the White Sox because I don't think that they would be in the mix. But the Cubs, Mully, the value of Shohei Ohtani, you're getting two players in one. You're getting a global opportunity, an opportunity for global sponsorship. The Japan market, the Japanese market is something that you can't ignore if you have your own television network like the Cubs do. I think that you have also the just $500 million is kind of the expectation for the next contract for Shohei Ohtani. I think if we talk to guys like Mark Gannis or baseball industry experts, they would probably tell you that would be, I don't want to say it's easy to justify, but certainly a justifiable price given the player and what he brings to your team in terms of a hitter and a pitcher, and given the global icon that he has become, you could certainly justify the expenditure and the investment in Shohei Ohtani next year in free agency.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's a terrible idea, but I do think that, I don't know. I think I agree with Dustin in terms of the idea that you could get five guys with a $100 million contract as opposed to the unicorn. And I think when I look at the Cubs right now, they're not one player away. And that would be an unbelievable expenditure for one player if you're talking about half of $1 billion or whatever it's going to end up costing. It's a crazy amount of money. I mean, you can get a lot of really good players.
I understand that. And I think that
a couple pitchers,
you definitely could supplement your roster and fill a lot of holes with the money that you would spend on one guy. Or you could look at it as you have that one guy that would put you over the top with everything else that you have on the way. If you're the Cubs and you have done a very responsible, commendable job of replenishing your farm system with talent, and let's face it, young, cheap talent, guys who are on their way up and who will theoretically, ideally, be here for a while in that window of time where you think it's a championship window if you sign somebody like Ohtani. Now, it's hard to envision that for the Cubs now as they have struggled lately and they've had a bad month of May here as we sit on May 31st, but projecting next year beyond that, I'm just saying that if you're the Cubs, you don't want to sit this one out. I don't think you want to have regret. I don't think you want to ask yourself, was this something we should have done next year or once you see the contract that he signs with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Angels? If you want to be legit and you are in a big market and you have all the resources and you have all the opportunities that signing this Japanese superstar present to you, I think you've got to get involved. Get in the mix, see what you got, make your best offer, and then live with whatever comes next.
Yeah, a texter says he's not one guy, he's two guys. He's a pitcher and a batter and the best in both categories. I agree with that. I mean, he definitely, that's why he's talking, that's why the contract will be so spectacular. And he is. He's more than one thing. But nonetheless, it's just such a, what are they? I mean, if you felt like they were one player away, a pitcher and a hitter away,
mm-hmm.
then that's one thing. And I don't know that they are, but they don't look like they're one guy away right now.
I don't disagree with that. I think that as we look at the 2023 Cubs, you can say that safely. They aren't one player away.
No.
I wonder what we will say about the 2024 Cubs. Because or next off season, as
we
look at the way that they
know a lot of the 2024 Cubs, don't we?
We do. I mean, we know the core guys. You've got Swanson, and you've got Happ, and you've got Horner. You've got really those three guys, and Suzuki. You've got four. You got your core four. Okay, you got your catcher probably projected to be Miguel Amaya. He's going to be cheap. He's pretty good. You have your first baseman. I don't know about that. See, that's the one thing
you
need.
A first
a middle of the order run producer that Shohei Ohtani would be, I don't feel as good about first base as I did 2 months ago. Let's put it that way. Matt Mervis has been somewhat of a disappointment.
Feel good about third base?
I don't feel like that's a gaping hole. I want to be fair in assessing Patrick Wisdom moving forward, but I think if you're questioning that, it's a fair question. What I worry about the Cubs is how do you put together your bullpen with arms that you know, are less proven than you would want them to be. Your starting rotation, if you're able to sign Marcus Stroman to an extension by the trade deadline, which I think is something that you have to really strongly consider doing to put yourself in a position to think big in the offseason, have one less worry to address in the offseason, then yeah, your starting pitching could start to come together and you look at Steele and Stroman and some of the young guys, you need probably another ace. I don't think it's an automatic 2024 you can compete for the World Series, but when you get a player of his caliber, the 2-1, then you all of a sudden, you are a championship contender every year that he is here. You've got to think that way. You've got to approach it that way.
Yeah.
I would approach it that way.
I mean, I'm open to the idea. I just wonder if they are. I just wonder how much money they want to spend. They got a lot of young guys coming up, and they've got a lot of capital coming in, so they can afford whatever they want to do. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying how much do they want to spend? They just paid a lot of money out. They probably want to see the dividends, and I wonder if they feel like they can build a championship team.
You're sensible. I mean, that is the sensible, rational way to approach spending moving forward, the Cubs who have a full ballpark moving forward, everything about what you're suggesting, and I don't say pushing, but like that's a safe approach. That is a safe approach.
Well, I wonder if that's their approach.
I think it's going to be their approach.
Yeah, I think they're businessmen, and they're looking at it differently than
more,
you
more
or
than
I.
Likely, you're right. And until you're wrong, or I guess I'm going to push the idea because I think that they're capable of executing the plan. And I think that they have the resources. They're one of a handful of teams in Major League Baseball that probably could justify using those resources or have them to chase a guy like Ohtani in free agency if indeed he hits the open market. That's what we're here for. We're here to project, promote, have these opinions, whatever the case may be.
I understand, but
keep the pressure on.
And I'm not putting pressure on him. What I'm saying to you is you've got to look at the people making the decisions, and you got to look at how they have operated to this point and what they want to do moving forward. And I think that just being realistic about what they have done to this point, a lot of it, they're waiting on a lot of these young guys. And I get it. Prospects are prospects. They, you know, how many actually hit? It's not every one. But they got a lot. So they got a lot of you got a lot of capital, and you got a lot of players, and you can pretty much do anything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. I mean, I think they can afford to do whatever they want to do. I just don't know that they want to do that. If they believe exactly what you said, that you're a contender every year with a guy like that, and I'm not arguing. I think this is not signing a big name guy and not knowing what you're getting. I think there's a certainty of performance with him that makes him as valuable as he is. But I can't help but wonder if they want to do it. And it's a big, huge move, and it changes everything.
I agree. And I think that there's an element of fandom involved in
right.
And what I'm suggesting and what I'm advocating or what I'm hoping for. Let's just face it. It's less, you know, strategy and more ecstasy. You know, it's like
this
would make you giddy.
It would be unbelievable
to be a Cub fan. And the possibility of it makes you a little bit silly in what you want to suggest. Rationally, it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend $500 million on one player. Pro sports sometimes define rational thinking because, you know, what is intelligent spending? I don't know what that means.
I think it's not putting $500 million in one guy.
Okay.
I honestly know. If you're defining intelligent spending, I think.
So every now and then we get a little over our skis for certain things. I think I find myself in that position now. I'm not going to say that it's the smartest idea or the most rational way to go about it, but I do think that sports allow you to get swept away in certain things. Shohei Ohtani, to me, is one of those guys that you would get carried away, like, pursuing. And you could find yourself and understand why teams would get carried away justifying that expenditure because of all that would come with it. Two players in one, the Japanese market, the opportunities for marquee, all these kinds of things that you could rationalize in pursuing him.
I'm not arguing any of it, David. I like that you're you know, the big idea guy. I'm trying to wrap my mind around them doing it.
Well,
that's all.
815, this is silly, guys. Intelligent spending by Ricketts would not allow that. Probably true.
Right.
Probably right. I get that part of it. But
a man can dream.
The fan in me allows a little bit of a sliver of hope to dream about that. You know what? Maybe. Who knows? Who knows how they end the season? Who knows what they are capable of in the second half? Maybe they get to the point where they convince themselves that they are one player away. I don't know.
They spent a lot of money on Dansby Swanson, and he has produced very much so. But they didn't spend the most money. They spent a lot of money.
That was smart.
But that was intelligent.
They
spending.
Probably feel as good about that investment as any team that invested and signed a free agent shortstop last offseason. That's a really good point. It's a really good reminder. But I'm not gonna kill the dream yet. Why do you hate hope?
I am not. I do not hate hope, and I am not shooting it down.
I'm merely saying,
you know, listen. The White Sox have never given out a $100 million contract. I want them to give out a $100 million contract. They haven't ever done it.
You're right. Okay.
And you know what? We have a texter saying that Jameson Taillon is an example of not intelligent spending, that this is an example of the plan also going awry, depending on who you're getting. Now, you know, that opens up the question of needing a frontline pitcher. So you know, what do you have there?
Well,
and how do you handle that?
You have in Jameson Taillon an unfortunate reminder of what can happen suddenly without any warning. His step back this year, nobody could have seen that coming. He was the model of consistency. He was coming off a very good year in New York. I think people with the Cubs, people who are Cub fans, this is disappointing, but it's just as surprising that he has been as bad as he's been. I don't know how to explain it. You hope that he's not at the point of his career where it's all downhill from here. That can't be the case. The Cubs invested $68 million in that not being the case. Let's hope not.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's a good warning. It's a good reminder. Let me ask you the more realistic scenario, okay? So the Ohtani thing, please let us know what you think. 312-644-6767. But, Molly, a more realistic dilemma or conundrum that the Cubs are facing sooner rather than later. Marcus Stroman has emerged as the ace of their staff, sure, and all-star pitcher, and he can opt out of his contract at the end of the season. We know those realities. If they are, they're going to have to make a decision. When Jed Hoyer talks about are you buyers or you sellers in the next month, I hope that they aren't to the point where they're trading a guy who doesn't want to leave Chicago, but also what that would say about this season moving forward. I would prefer them to go to Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to see Stroman go.
Figure out what is a reasonable price for both guys, for both sides,
yeah,
and work out a deal that keeps him in Chicago.
I think he'd be happy here. We talked about the Baez factor and the idea that he seems to feed off the energy he gets from the crowd. There's always a crowd. He's beloved now. I think it would be better for him to stay, but I don't know what's in his mind. You never know if a guy wants every penny out of it, or if he's comfortable in his life and is willing to do the hometown discount thing. We have a texter checking in. Why haven't, the Angels have Ohtani and they have Trout, two of the best players in baseball, two generational talents. Why haven't they won?
It's a good question. I don't understand why every time we see these highlights of Mike Trout going deep or Shohei Ohtani going deep or Mike Trout making a great catch, it's also, and the Angels lose 4-3.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, what's happened with, why can't they win with two of the best players on the planet? I don't know what it is about their pitching staff or their bullpen or their roster construction. They had Joe Maddon, for God's sake, for 5 years.
Right.
And they still couldn't get over the top or get to the postseason. So it's an odd dynamic, but it's a reminder that what you're saying is that in baseball, it takes more than just one guy. When you're making the Jordan comparison, basseball,
that's it.
You have a guy like Michael Jordan.
He can dominate everybody on the floor.
And you can make your team
a better around him.
A playoff
including
contender.
Scottie Pippen.
A championship contender. Oh,
and
God.
What did he have to say about Mike?
Nothing good. Nothing lately. But that's a good point. I don't know what the Angels have encountered in terms of why they can't win, but I guess it does give you pause if you think one guy can, make that kind of an impact. I don't know. You're right. That's fair. That's a fair comparison. I don't have the answer to that because I don't follow the Angels as closely.
Right.
Because they're the Angels. They're on the West Coast. We don't watch a lot of Orange County baseball.
Yeah. We have a guy wanted to know, did the Sox win? Yeah, they won. We were telling you the story.
We're talking to Ozzy at 8 o'clock. We've been talking about the White Sox all along.
They won.
Did win.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And Shohei Ohtani hit a home run, and that was the headline. But meanwhile, the White Sox did pretty well, and they managed to win that game. And we've mentioned it several dozen times. It's 7-3 White Sox. They were down, and they came back and won the game. It was the Romy Gonzalez game. It was really Vaughn hitting, clearing the bases with a double, with the bases loaded. That was the highlight. That was the moment they took the 4-3 lead, and then they added to it thanks to Romy Gonzalez.
But Romy is the bigger story in terms of an emergence, a development, something you didn't see coming.
I can't believe, and I want to check it, frankly. They said that he is hitting the ball harder than anyone on the team.
We need to find
that
out
seems crazy
exactly if that's the case.
Yeah. But, he's delivered big hits now in three victories. So you haven't had enough wins on the South Side, but that guy has had big hits to help you win three of your last three wins, I believe.
Jake Berger had three hits batting second. That's a good spot for him. I think Jake Berger, Romy Gonzalez, guys who are contributing, are not guys that you started at the beginning of the season saying the White Sox need them to come through for them to get right.
All right, 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. What is Ohtani worth? I mean, are we really talking about this? Would you really think that can happen? And, you know, the question you ask is a huge one about Stroman, because I think on both sides of town, we won't know for a while, and we've heard that, you know, that there's no decisions made. But at some point, you're going to have to declare.
He's the best pitcher in town this season so far. And he's also somebody who wants to stay in Chicago. The realities of the season are that you're going to have to make a decision probably in the next 45 days on the future of Marcus Stroman. When do you do that, and what makes it the time right to strike now?
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think that's important to in order to build a winning culture going forward. I think you need to lock guys up. Just shows you the commitment from the organization, but guys like Nico and Happ are guys who are going to give you unbelievable production each and every year. So it brings those guys more peace of mind knowing that their hard work kind of paid off. It creates a little generational wealth for their families, which is amazing. And yeah, I'm a big proponent of that. I love seeing those guys win. I love seeing everybody around me win always.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score. That's the voice of Marcus Stroman. And, you know, it's fun to hear, because what he's saying is, you know, give it to me next. I'm next.
Yeah, he's next. He's next in line. It would make sense. And he wasn't talking, I guess, directly to that, but he understands how it works. And he did speak to Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic over the weekend, basically saying that he doesn't want to be traded.
Yeah.
He loves it at Wrigley Field. He described why. And then he went out and he backed it up by beating the best team in baseball with a complete game shutout, a one hitter on Monday. And so the Cubs are, you know, veering toward that point where they have to make a decision. And the reality is, depending on where they are in the standings, maybe that will influence them. Maybe they'll want to get something if they flip Stroman. he would have tremendous value in terms of a trade. But also, you have to think about, you're not, this isn't 2021 any longer. You are not beginning a rebuild and tearing things down. Ideally, you're in the midst of building things up. You're getting closer, not farther away. So I think extending Marcus Stroman makes a lot of sense, given where he is in his career, where you are as a franchise, and what he's done to justify staying here.
And I'm not arguing with you, but I also wonder, given the performances of late, could you see him being traded at his best? Does he become a guy you think about differently based on how he's pitched? I guess what I'm asking is, how long does he continue this? How long does he keep going? How long,
he's 32 years old.
And so would you see a window in which you could get a lot for him based on his performance this year?
Well, I think that as a franchise, Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins have to decide what their window of winning is. If they think it's in the next 4 years,
then off you go.
Then off you go, and not off you go in trading him. Off you go in signing him, right?
If it's within 4 years?
Yes. Because Marcus Stroman at 32 is a very good athlete. You think he's going to probably age fairly well, and he's pitching at a very high level. I know it's easy, as we just pivot from the Ohtani discussion, to spend the Ricketts money. But you have somebody in the fold on a 3-year, $71 million contract. You've already invested, theoretically, $71 million, and now he has, I don't want to say outperformed it, but he's performed at a level where you can justify paying him and keeping him, which means paying him more. He's a $100 million pitcher. He's a $100 million pitcher to the Cubs. So if your window was 4 years, at beginning at $100 million.
That's 36 then, right? I'm just saying, yes, you've got to look at all of that. And I don't know, frankly.
There are no good contracts in baseball.
No, there are not.
There are not.
I know.
For players over 30, if you're the team, the player has, I think, the advantage and the leverage, because the teams want to get the most out of these guys, and they're going to be contracts that at the end of them, the last couple of years, you always fear the drop-off.
Right. Dustin, decline. Are you trade or are you extend?
I think you take it right up until the trade. I'm not in a rush to extend. I think you have to see where this team is at, where it's going.
And conceivably, you could be trading him at his highest value.
Correct.
My point.
And you might have a plan to bring – listen, if they're trading him, that could also signal that you might be buying Ohtani, what we've been talking about, right? I don't think that
– I hope they're two separate things. I hope they're unrelated.
I don't think you're
priorities.
Going to see Marcus Stroman and Shohei Ohtani in the same rotation in Chicago.
I until they're not, I'm going to be ambitious and hope they are. Because I don't know that one is related to the other. You have to make a decision quicker on Stroman. But that will be a sad day if we come in here and whether
it's... You can't lose both. You can't not have either one.
But
they're really interested
in winning.
What
you're suggesting is realistic that they would not have either. If you want to trade Stroman for assets at the deadline, it means that, number one, the season has gotten away from you. Number two, you've concluded that you want to maximize – you don't want to lose him for nothing if he opts out. And I get that.
Yep.
Smart organizations don't have assets like Marcus Stroman and get nothing for them. I think I want the Cubs to be a smart organization and figure out a way to lock him up and surround this team with – the talent that makes him your one, your two, whatever the case may be, and he's contributing to a contender.
I think the problem with making a long-term decision on a guy is projecting and figuring out what he's done to this point of his career and how much better he's going to be with you than he would be elsewhere and what you could get for him versus what you pay. It's like it's all kind of a math problem, and it's relatively easy to figure out, frankly.
He says in The Athletic to Ken Rosenthal, quote, "I don't know what they're thinking, where they're at as far as moving forward, but I would love to stay here and sign an extension and not even get to free agency, honestly. I'm very confident myself in free agency as well. I'm real big on just letting it play out. I'm cool either way. And then he backed it up on Monday. This was on Saturday. He is somebody that is, you know, not shy in terms of expressing his confidence on and off the field. He's one of those guys that you can envision being at the front of the Cubs rotation for the next 3 to 4 years, as long as they're good, assuming they're going to be good again. They've got to be good again, right?
312-644-6767. Mike's right? Mike's in the South Loop. I mean, it's not a statement. It's a question. Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, I want to tell you, your show is solid. You guys, your show prep, thought-provoking, and very professional. You guys don't wing it. And I'm telling you, I know I speak for a lot of sports fans, that we certainly appreciate the effort you guys put in behind the scenes, not only for you guys, but for your research team and staff. Now, on Ohtani, I just think that, you know, because Chicago is such a great sports town, there's really no need to win anymore. And it's evident by look at all the number one picks these teams have and the ownership group. As far as the Cubs guys, look, they could throw nine donkeys out there and they're going to get 35,000 people. So there's no need to spend $500 million on one guy. It's just not the mindset of ownership in Chicago because they don't have to. I'd love to get your thoughts. You guys have a terrific day.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for the phone call. I think that he makes a good point about the other teams in town. This isn't exactly a place where there's that you're challenged by the other teams. Like, you got to win. Look what the Blackhawks are doing. Look what the Bulls are doing. And the pressure exists that way.
Right.
He's right that Wrigley Field's going to draw either way. I want them to make decisions independent of that. I think every fan base and every media core should challenge the teams that they cover or follow to make decisions independent of whether or not fans are going to show up or not. It should be about winning. Everybody wants an ownership group. Everybody wants a front office regime to be committed, maniacal about winning, not about drawing, not about ratings, even though I understand the realities there. But if you chase Shohei Ohtani, you're doing both. You're committed to making a smart investment from a business perspective, from a marketing perspective, and also from a baseball perspective. This would be an investment that accomplishes everything that you want to in terms of ownership and your front office.
Let's try Dave. Dave's on 290. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just going to the Stroman topic, I think that the Cubs definitely need to lock him up. And he's going into his 10th season, and, you know, he's only been consistent throughout his career. I think he's got, like, a career 3.5 ERA and seven, you know, a good year, a great year so far. And he's a front-end starter, and it's not like a Dave Robertson or kind of reliever that, you know, you picked up. He's what the Cubs paid for, and we should keep him in the front end of our pitching rotation. So I can't let this guy go. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Marcus Stroman is on pace to exceed 200 innings. He's a workhorse.
Right.
And I think that when you look at his track record...
Shouldn't that be expected? I know it's not anymore. I know that.
Look, 5 innings from Kyle Hendricks last night, and then people want to do cartwheels. And I'm glad, and I'm one of them.
A good 5 innings.
It's a good 5 innings. It's still 5 innings.
Yeah.
And
Marcus
Stroman is going to give you more than 5 on a good day. He'll give you 9 if you need it. I just think that somebody who has his track record, he's athletic, he's going to stay healthy, ideally. You never know about a pitcher. $100 million contracts with pitchers, I will say, it makes you a little bit cautious, especially in the era of Carlos Rodon, especially a year after you gave 68 to Jameson Taillon. I'm sorry. I'm not picking on Carlos Rodon.
Damn.
But I remember sitting here and saying and projecting that he would be a $100 million pitcher and Dustin scoffing at the idea. And the Yankees didn't. And they gave him that big deal. And now they might regret it.
Paul is in Valpo. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, with Ohtani, kind of a little bit of both. With Ohtani, I mean, I think isn't this why I think the Ricketts are actually different than the other ownership groups. I think they actually do want to win. And, you know, contrary to a lot of people have said over the last couple of years, they will spend money. Now, Otani's a different, you know, situation as far as the amount and the amount of years. And like David just said, you're probably going to suffer on the back end of that. I mean, because they're going to have to stretch it out over a long period of time.
Right, but he's 28. I mean, he's 28 years old. You know, you're going to get those. You're going to get 4 or 5 good years of him doing double duty.
Absolutely. My point is, isn't that the point of Marquee? Isn't that the point of the sports gaming and all the different things that they're doing is to have the money to go after these guys? So I think it's worth going after. And guys with Stroman, for sure, if they can extend him, I think that's a great idea. But here's the thing. He is 32, and if he has a couple bad starts to start next year, you guys will be talking about him like he's tan.
Bingo.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you've been around for a while, Paul. You know how it works. But he makes a good point about Otani and Stroman. There's some calculated risk involved in signing a 32-year-old pitcher to a $100 million contract, but I don't think that he would sign an extension for less.
Texter says, trade him and then sign him.
Now, that
so you
never
get the
works.
Best of both.
It worked
once for the Yankees.
It worked once, and everybody wants to point to that example. It will never work again.
312-644-6767 is Mully and Haw, the score.
The 1-1 pitch. Margot bounces one to short. This could do it. Swanson throws to first. Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs have made it 2 in a row over Tampa. Just outstanding pitching in 2 ball games for the Cubs. Maybe their best back-to-back pitching performances in any 2-game stretch all year long.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That, of course, Pat's correct. I mean, there's without a shadow of a doubt.
He's right.
They have gotten 2 of the best back-to-back performances of their season. They've won both games by 1 run, 1-0 with Stroman going 9 shutout innings, a one-hitter, I believe 1 walk and 1 hit batsman. That's pretty good. And then you had the professor yesterday, and he went 5 innings, and they ended up winning that game 2-1. And this afternoon, the Cubs conclude their series against the Rays, a chance to sweep. The pregame begins at 12:45. First pitch at 1:20 on the Score and the Infinity Cubs Radio Network with Justin Steele.
Yes.
As the man on the bump.
Justin Steele.
The first time all year they've had the 3 best pitching performances of the season.
Could be. He needs to bounce back. He needs a bounce back game.
Yeah.
He's going against Zach Eflin. I wonder how often he gets called Zach Efron. He's 7-1 for the Rays. Good battle at Wrigley Field this afternoon. I think that if this happens and they sweep the Rays after getting swept by the Reds, that's baseball. Look at the A's winning 2 in a row against the Braves. The A's, who are a collection of minor league misfits, it seems, playing in front of tens of hundreds of people in Oakland, but they are a major league team who – you're playing against the Braves?
Well, are they
barely a major league team?
Yeah.
They're on their way to Vegas, we think. But
boy, that's going ugly,
too. It's a crazy long season. Crazy things happen. But last night, Pat Hughes exactly right. Kyle Hendricks, a second straight strong start, the best back-to-back starts of the season, I think. And the story to me last night was Adbert Alzolay coming through with a 6-out save, being nasty on the mound and having filthy stuff. This was what you envisioned from him in that bullpen that really needed that boost. They needed that day off on Monday as well. And that's why you saw last night a very sharp bullpen.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Justin Steele because I thought we had decided that he had had 1 bad start and that was due to the flu until his last go round. And then you thought, okay, now that's a bad start because there's no illness being blamed for it. And it just wasn't very good. And I think he is. I think he's capable of it. And I think the thing the Cubs do is they play good defensive baseball. You saw that yesterday.
That was a great play.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, Nico Horner knocks down the at second base, dives, tries to get the ball to Dansby Swanson at second for the force out. The ball was on the ground. Swanson right. picks it up. Franco's trying to score from third. Great throw, great tag. I thought he was safe.
I thought he was safe, too.
I thought he was really safe. Even after the review, I thought he was safe.
But it was one of those ones where they called him out, and they couldn't reverse the call, it seemed like. Right?
It seemed like if they would have called him safe, they would have kept him safe.
Yes.
And that would have changed the game.
Yes,
but
that's
absolutely that was
correct.
A really good tag by Gomes. Really smart play, again, by Swanson. And, Nico, this is a very sound defensive team. And they're making really smart plays in the field. So, yeah, you hope that Justin Steele can find it today. Speaking of defense, I got to ask you this. Cody Bellinger was playing at a very high level.
Yes, he was.
And he made a great catch, and then he injured himself.
And now he's back.
Well, he's not back.
He's cage work and throwing.
Is he? Okay.
Supposedly yesterday he began cage work and throwing. He's still not running. He injured his knee, and, you know, it reminds me a little bit of what happened with Nico Hoerner, where the guy is coming around second base, and you see him grimace as he pulls something. And then it was like, oh, no, he's going to be back in 4 or 5 days. Then he went on to 10 days.
That was 10 days.
Okay.
That was only 10 days.
That was a limited time. The guy's knee buckles, so he's clearly hurt. You knew he was hurt, and they were like, oh, no, he's going to be fine. He'll be day-to-day. And then after a week, he goes on the 10-day IL. You know, again, was it Carter Hawkins who did a podcast and said he'll be out a month?
He said Carter Hawkins told MLB Network Radio on Sunday, I believe, that Cody Bellinger will be out at least 2 more weeks.
Right.
Which would extend the time of absence to about a month. When he came down awkwardly on that foot, which I think is the same leg that he had the issues with the Dodgers, I didn't envision him being out a month.
Yeah.
Nobody told me that you'd have to fret about center field.
He went on the injured list on May 19th. So you had a couple months, you're absolutely right.
Two more weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
You're talking about mid-June. Then what?
I know.
So is that
And they need him, frankly.
They need him. They miss him. I know that he cooled off in May, but he had a great start in April. And defensively, he makes you different in the outfield. And at the plate, he gives you the power bat potential that you lack.
It's good he's in the cage. It's good that he's throwing. But none of it really matters until you get to the running and agility portion of the program.
I agree. I wonder where this is headed. You talk about a guy that might be flipped at the deadline. And how about, you know, how far are we removed? Not that far. Having Carter Hawkins on this show, asking him the question, hey, what do you think about extending Cody Bellinger? Yeah, we like that idea. Thanks for asking. Now he's hurt and injured, and now what?
Well, we were talking about him as an MVP.
I know.
And now he's not available to you. And it coincided with some losing as well. So that's kind of interesting.
He's missed.
Yes. Let's get to Rocco. Rocco is on the road. Hey, Rocco.
Hey, good morning, guys. Enjoying the show this morning. You know, they definitely need to re-sign Stroman for a couple reasons. One is just like they did with Lester, you know, the last time that they made a run at it, it sends a message not only to the fan base but to the rest of the league that they're serious about it. My problem is, and I called a couple weeks ago, and we talked about you know, the money that they spent, you said that they spent $300 million on free agents. My issue is spending the money in the right place. And, you talk about getting Ohtani, boy, that would be awesome. But the Ricketts always seem to go after these reclamation projects. And if they didn't go after guys like Freddie Freeman and, you know, in the offseason and so forth, I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see them going after that. But they definitely need to sign Marcus that sends a message that they're serious about going after another championship. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I can see why you would consider some of the investments in this past offseason reclamation projects or gambles on veterans who have, you know, good pedigrees, the Mancinis, Bellinger, guys like that who come from winning organizations. I don't know if that's just a product of last year's offseason approach or if it's something that is symptomatic of the way they're going to look at, you know, next year's free agent class. I would think it's probably the former. I just think that was the way they had to approach this past off season.
All right, we got Ozzie Guillen. We're going to talk some White Sox next. We'll talk to Ozzie about everything, including the pitcher tonight. Did Ozzie have any words with one Lance Lynn after his tirade about Lynn showing up Yoan Moncada? We'll talk about that, along with everything else going on with this team. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.